Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Dancing Mermaid. This story was written by me, and it's based on a story by Hans Christian Andersen. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon, with additional voices from Erica Sanderson. This is part 6, with a huge problem to fix. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. For the first time ever, the Land Prince didn't watch the mermaid dance. Because the pain in her feet was so immense, she had to concentrate completely on her dance, so it was only afterwards that she was able to see what the Land Prince was looking at. And those zillion goldfish circling her chest suddenly all sank at once to the bottom of her belly. There was Alice, the land maid from the seashore. But she didn't look like a nurse anymore. She looked like a land princess. After dinner, the land prince still came to see the mermaid and said,
"You're the dancing maid, aren't you? I just wanted to tell you, your dancing is so beautiful, so enchanting, so enamoring. Princess Alice and I agree, we could watch you every day. I'm going to marry her, you know. Please, will you dance at our wedding?"
When it came time for bed, the mermaid rushed out of the palace. She didn't care that every footfall made it feel like her leg was being crushed under a rock the size of a mountain. She had to get to the sea. She had to get back under the water. To her surprise, she arrived at the beach to find the sea witch and her sisters waiting for her. They were lying in the shallows, and the moment they saw her, they all cried,
"Stop!
I don't want to," she tried to shout. "The landman I love is going to get married, and I think I know what that means. He's going to share his soul with Alice. Not with me, but with Alice. All of my dancing, all of my pain, it's been for nothing." Even though there were no drops to let her voice be heard, the sea witch and her sisters looked back at her with understanding. The sea witch said,
"I know, my dear. We have been watching you through my crystal ball. That is the way, I'm afraid. You can't force a land person to give you their soul. But you can't come back into the sea. If you do, your body will dissolve and you will become like the foam in the waves."
The mermaid's fingers went to her lips. "But I can't stay here. I can't take any more of this pain. There is great pain in my legs, but now there's pain in my heart too, and that's even worse. I want to be back with my family." The mermaid's words were silent, but still the sea witch nodded as if she had heard perfectly.
"There is a way,"
she said. Then she held up her hands to reveal a knife.
"You must take this knife and use it to pierce the chest of the land prince. When he dies, his last breath will release the magic surrounding your legs. You will have just 5 minutes to get back into the water before your legs transform into a tail once more."
The mermaid nodded and winced from the pain in her feet as she stepped forward to take the knife. Then she sped back to the palace. The guards outside the palace knew who she was, so they let her in. But most of the land people inside were asleep, so the corridors were dark and quiet. The only land people awake were the indoor guards. But it was so dark that the mermaid slipped past them easily. and one of the advantages of not having any water element was that she didn't make any sound, not even the patter of a footstep. She didn't attract any attention at all, not even when she gently pushed open the door of the Land Prince's bedchamber. She tiptoed over to his bed, not to keep quiet, but to keep as much weight off her aching feet as she could. "I went through all that pain for you," she wailed in silence. "My feet have felt on fire for 6 years because I waited for you to share your soul with me, because I thought we could be friends, because I..." She looked at his peaceful, sleeping face. "Because I love you," she said. She let the knife slip from her fingers and fall with a thud to the carpet. "I can't." She turned and ran from the room. The door slammed behind her, alerting the guards. But by the time they reached the door, they hadn't noticed the mermaid dashing down the stairs. The guards found the knife and anxiously woke the Land Prince, but he was dozy and confused, with no idea what all the fuss was about. The mermaid raced out from the palace, every footfall making her feel like her leg was burning up in the center of the sun. But she didn't stop all the way to the beach. She didn't stop all the way to the shallows, ignoring the cries of the sea witch and her sisters. She didn't stop until she dived into the waves and instantly transformed into a whiff of white foam. Her five sisters began to wail with tears. But after a few seconds listening to the wind, the sea witch bellowed,
"Wait!"
The sisters fell silent, shocked. After another moment, one of the sisters asked,
"What is it?"
"Do you hear that? Someone is telling this story,"
the sea witch replied. The sisters concentrated hard, and perhaps because every mermaid has a little magic inside her, they soon realized that you are concentrating hard. Yes, you.
"That's right. If someone is telling the story of this dancing little mermaid, that must mean a land person has decided her story is worth remembering. And you know what that means,"
said the sea witch. The sea witch was smiling. The sisters began smiling. And somewhere, the dancing little mermaid was smiling too.
"Now I have soul."
That was the tale of The Dancing Mermaid. Thank you for sharing it with me. We'll be back next week with a favourite story from Russia, where a farmer finds a huge pot of gold and needs to keep it a secret from the greedy king. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to this podcast. And don't forget, if you sign up as an Epic Explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to you through the post so you can read them, alongside pictures from incredible artists such as Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only Epic Explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an Epic Explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!